Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. President Biden is pushing Congress to quickly pass a nearly $2 trillion coronavirus relief bill. NPR's Windsor Johnson reports Democrats are hammering out the specifics.
Democrats say they're hoping to have the next relief bill on President Biden's desk by mid-March. Biden's proposal would include up to $1,400 in additional direct payments and an extension of extra weekly unemployment benefits. The bill could also include a provision that would raise the nation's minimum wage to $15 per hour, a clause that's generated enormous pushback from congressional Republicans and some moderate Democrats who argue the wage hike should not be included in the next bill. Senate Democrats are moving ahead with a budget process known as reconciliation, which would allow them to pass the Biden legislation without the support of Republicans. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
The World Health Organization is granting emergency use authorization to the coronavirus vaccine made by AstraZeneca and Oxford University. This will allow the UN Health Agency's partners to ship millions of doses of vaccine worldwide to countries as part of a UN effort aimed at reining in the pandemic. It's only the second to be approved by the WHO. The first was Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. The AstraZeneca vaccine has been approved in more than 50 nations, though some African health experts are concerned it may not be effective enough against a variant that has surfaced recently in South Africa. A massive polar vortex has brought freezing temperatures, snow, and sleet to almost every part of Texas from the Big Bend to the Gulf Coast. Scientists say the types of extreme weather events will become more common as the climate changes. But as Texas Public Radio's Dominic Anthony Walsh reports, experts worry Texas is not prepared.
A large chunk of the state's electric grid has been taken offline by the weather. Power supply has dropped as demand has surged, leading to rolling blackouts across the state. Cyrus Reed sits on the Reliability Operations Subcommittee for the state's electric grid operator, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, or ERCOT.
I think there are a lot of, you know, obviously staff at ERCOT and people who understand that the climate is changing and there's a need to develop a more resilient structure and anticipate that. I don't think that's the case at the highest political level.
Reed and others are calling for Texas's infrastructure to be made more resilient to extreme weather events. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh in San Antonio.
With thousands of people massing at the U.S. southern border seeking admission, the Biden administration is facing a mounting crisis. People are waiting to claim asylum, falsely believing they'll be able to enter the U.S. now that former President Trump is out of office. Biden making some changes to his predecessor's hardline policies has not lifted major restrictions. On Wall Street, the Dow was closed today for the holiday. You're listening to NPR. Pro-independence parties in Spain's northeast region of Catalonia secured more than 50% of votes in Sunday's regional elections. That's despite clashes between separatist parties in recent years following a failed attempt to break away from Spain in 2017. As Lucio Benavides reports, a coalition government is expected to be formed in coming days.
Catalonia's independence movement remains strong. The three main separatist parties have expanded their majority in the 135-seat parliament from 70 to 74 seats. But around half of Catalan residents want to stay in Spain. The Socialist Party, which opposes Catalan independence, secured their best turnout since 2006, winning 33 seats, the same as the leading separatist party, Esquerra Republicana de Catalunya. And the far-right party Vox entered the Catalan parliament for the first time with 11 seats, making it the fourth biggest group in the regional government. For NPR News, I'm Lucia Benavides in Barcelona.
The alt-right conservative social media site Parler announced today it's reopening, the site relaunching in what it says is a new platform after being forced to go dark following the riot at the U.S. Capitol. Parler was booted offline hosting services for failing to police violent content ahead of the January 6 attack. Parler, which at one time asserted it had 20 million users, styled itself as a free speech-driven space and has been able to attract conservatives who disagree with rules around content and other social media platforms. Crude oil futures prices climbed today, oil up 75 cents a barrel to close at $60.22 a barrel. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.